Now, back to WFO Radio, NHRA Nitro.
Next up on WFO Radio, NHRA Nitro, and thank you to all of you weekly listeners who share the show and you are subscribed, maybe listen to the WFO Radio mobile app. We're going to stay in the Top Fuel Eliminator, where a young driver is going to be making his first qualifying attempt at the Mellow Yellow Series. We're talking about Justin Ashley, who he's a young guy. He's in his early 20s, came out in the top alcohol ranks a few years ago and had instant success. And immediately, you know, we want to be in the Nitro ranks. We're going to speak with him just seconds from now. So you're going to want to subscribe and you're going to want to share. You're going to hear this because this is literally an example of potentially the future of NHRA drag racing. Like, who are the people who are going to be battling it out for the next, you know, 10, 15 years? Justin Ashley throwing his hat in the ring. And these interviews are brought to you by these great sponsors like Total Seal Piston Rings, TotalSeal.com, the leader in ring seal technology, made in America. They've got tools for the job. They make rings to fit your pistons, whatever they are, whether it be go-karts or motorcycles or IndyCar or stock eliminator, pro stock drag racing, whatever it happens to be, or your over-the-road car as well. Been doing it for a long time. MagicDryUS.com, the official organic absorbent of the NHRA. It is organic. It's made out of coconut. It's lightweight. It's a better product. Simple as that. MagicDryUS.com. Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School, the Dragster Adventure. You can go on the Dragster Adventure. I think it makes a great holiday gift. You should dial it in. Give them a call. Tell them you heard about a WFO. And next year, when they come near you, plan it out. And you get that gift certificate for the holidays right now. Get it for yourself or get it for a loved one. And it works for large groups as well. You can even put on a race. Rodax Coffee and Grills.com. Marvin Rodax. Hot sauces and spice rubs. Everything good. Marvin Rodax. Everything good. The coffee. A pound of coffee roasted fresh per your order. These are called holiday packs, right? I've been pushing the holidays. Pound of coffee, bottle of hot sauce, container of spice rub. Marvin Rodax. Going to hook it up. Package deal. For the holidays, that's what all of my best friends get during the holidays, a Rodax holiday pack. Go to RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com and Samtech.edu, the School of Automotive Machinists and Technology. Start your education at full speed. Samtech, Blockhead CNC Programs, Motorsport EFI. When you see Samtech on the side of a car, it's not because they sponsor the car. It is because the car is the curriculum for the students, and many of them end up in racing, but who knows where their careers will go. Boeing or SpaceX or who knows, but Samtech is a great place to get started. Samtech.edu plus Drag Racing Edge magazine and EV3 Drag Racing. It's a game for your mobile device. All right, here we go. Joining us now, he'll be making his first qualifying attempt in the Mellow Yellow Series Top Fuel Eliminator, a driver that many people have said since he debuted in A-Fuel Dragster in the top alcohol categories showed raw talent. Justin Ashley joins us now. Justin, welcome back to WFO. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Thank you for having me on the show. I'm looking forward to this weekend.
I bet you are. This is it. Now, you're going to go out there in a top fueler. You're going to try to qualify in the NHRA countdown. But to me, though, this feels like just like the toe in the water of what will ultimately be something bigger. The last time we spoke with you was after a win in Top Alcohol Dragster. Your driving career over there, great success early on. But you guys decided you wanted to move up. We kind of knew that was going to happen. Bobby Bennett had some cool nicknames for you. So tell us how you got from there, getting your feet wet in an A-Fuel car, to where you are now, co-owner of a Top Fuel Dragster.
So it was actually quite a journey, as you can imagine. It was my goal from when I started racing to race Top Fuel, just like I'm sure it is for plenty of guys. You know, to reach the top of that sport and to compete against the best of the best is what I always wanted to do. And after the A-Fuel season finished up toward the end of this year, an opportunity had come across. I spoke with Dustin Davis, who ran a Nitro Funny Car last year, and they were talking about making the transition over to Top Fuel, or at the very least move in another direction at the driver position. And we started talking, and, you know, at PRI, we kind of hit it off and we decided, okay, you know, this is the direction we want to go and we want to move forward together. Now let's figure out what it takes to make it happen. And we worked backwards from there. And, we've been fortunate enough to have a really good team around us. and a lot of really good people who were supporting us that helped us to get to this position. And, you know, here we are now, countdown time. We're going to be running, Charlotte, we're going to be running Las Vegas and Pomona, and we're excited about it, and we feel good about where we're at as a program.
Wow. Okay. So you're going to run three of the last four races, which is tremendous, and some very important races, too, out there. Vegas, the SEMA show, and then Pomona, the finals. Everybody wants to see that. Give us some basics on the car and equipment, like, you know, chassis, who's going to do the tuning, that kind of stuff.
Sure. So it's actually a DSR car, so it came directly from Don Schumacher Racing. Believe it or not, I got my Top Fuel license in 2017. And it was in this exact car. So it was one of Antron Brown's old car, one of his old cars. And we have Aaron Brooks on board. He's going to be tuning it with our co-crew chief, Jason Bunker. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to getting to work with Aaron and Jason more closely. I've known Aaron since I'm young, since I'm probably 13 years old. But this is the first opportunity I'm going to have to be able to work closely with him and develop a driver-crew chief relationship. And, you know, I have a tremendous amount of respect for Aaron, and, you know, I know what a capable guy he is and how great he is at what he does. So I have the opportunity to work with him, and I'm looking forward to it.
I love the idea that you've got Aaron. I think Aaron is incredibly sharp, obviously, all those years working with Alan Johnson. And, you know, now he kind of has taken on the role of helping out whoever needs the help, right? Like, he'll do whatever. And I think that's a good score as a tuner. The guy's got a wealth of knowledge. And what about sponsorship? I know that you've got some people helping you, very savvy in terms of the marketing side of it from the very beginning. Like everybody said, like, the kid speaks well, the kid's good looking, the kid knows how to do the marketing deal, if only he could drive, right? And you can. So how's that all working? What's who's helping you out for this race?
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you. And we have a few different people who are helping us out. Strutmasters and strutmasters.com and Chip Lofton have come on board for the remainder of this year, and they'll be on board with us for next year. And, you know, I'm tremendously grateful to Chip and the Strutmasters team. They've really helped me a lot, and they've also helped a lot of up-and-coming drivers in the NHRA. You'll see them throughout the sport. So they're on board with us, and they're supporting us, as well as Lucas Oil, who's been a tremendous help. And we'll have Guard Lab, Remax IQ, and Impact Racing as well. So we feel fortunate to have the people on board that we do. And, you know, it's our goal to represent them not only well on the racetrack, but off the racetrack as well.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned next year. You've already alluded. So you're not doing this for fun. Like, I mean, it is fun, right? But there's a bigger plan. Ultimately, running for a championship is probably what would be the most fun. How are you going to get from where you are now to that place, and, you know, crew guys and turnover and you know, like, keeping together competent people? Those are all great challenges, and that's part of your co-owner that comes under your job title.
Oh, yes, sir, absolutely. It's a totally different ballgame when you talk about running a few races a year to then you go to racing 12 races a year to then running for a championship. You know, those are three different categories that entail a lot of different things. So we're going to start with the back end of this year. Next year, we'd like to run 12 races, and then we'll see what happens from there. But in terms of running for a championship, that's definitely, you know, one of our long-term goals. You know, we're going to have to figure out a few things. Most of our crew guys are guys who also, you know, have regular daily jobs. So, you know, once we talk about running for a championship, we may have to work some things out. But, you know, just like everyone else out here, we're willing to do whatever it takes.
Wow.
And we're just going to put our best foot forward, and we'll go from there.
Very exciting stuff. No, this is exactly what the sport needs. Forgive me for asking, Justin, but how old are you again? Last time we spoke, you were like 22.
Yeah, I'm 24 now.
24. Wow, it's been a long time since we had you on. 24 years old. And this is you are co-owner of the team, right?
I am co-owner.
Okay.
Team, yeah.
Well, the reason is because I just want to, I've got a stat that I'm tracking, like, the youngest Nitro team owner. And I think that is now you. Like, if this guy, you know, comes out here, like, I don't know. I think you've got Blake Alexander had it for a while at 30. I think he started it at 29.
Right.
And now you at 24. I feel like maybe this is totally unscientific, by the way. All right. I'm just making it up. I think it's an interesting stat that, you know, younger people are getting involved. We're always talking about we need younger people.
Right. No, 100%. I think it's really healthy for the sport. I think it's really healthy for the sport to have an influx of youth. You know, I feel very grateful to be in this position. You know, also, you know, my partner, Dustin Dayers, has helped me get to the position that I am now, and a lot of really great people and our great sponsors that we have. So it's good to have that nice influx of youth into the NHRA, both as team owners and as just overall people involved.
So let's talk about driving the car. You were very, very strong in the A-fuel car, but everybody tells me that once you, you know, step on the throttle on a nitro car with the supercharger, obviously, that you almost cannot go back. It's just, it changes your perception of reality in a way that has you doing this for, you know, in, as often as you can for as long as you can, is what people say. You've driven the car. When was the last time you drove the car? And, you know, other than your licensing, if or if that's it, you know, give me your, you know, the experience that you've had with this machine.
Sure. So with this particular car, we've had two test sessions, one at Norwalk after the national event, and then once at the Indy test session. So we had 2 days at each place. We probably made anywhere from, let's say, 4 to 6 laps over the course of those 2 days. And, you know, like you said, there's really nothing wrong with the supercharger on the top fuel car. I believe that A-fuel, these alcohol cars, are the best form of preparation to race these top fuel dragsters. Because in the car, you know, in terms of your procedures, pretty much everything is the same. But there's nothing like it until you step on the throttle of one of these top fuel dragsters. So really the only way to kind of get used to it is to make more and more laps. And that's something that we've done. We've made a lot of passes to the eighth mile. We've made a few passes to the quarter mile, to 1,000 feet. And, you know, it's just more about getting seat time and getting laps and getting myself comfortable and getting the team comfortable all working together. So I think that we've kind of started to hit our stride now right at the right time.
Very exciting. Very exciting. Now, so let's talk long term. Like, I know where you want to be, what you want to do. NHRA drag racing, your dad, many years, great success. And there's a lot you could be doing with your life, though, Justin, honestly. Like, you're a sharp kid. There's a lot you could be doing. You could probably be on a, you know, on a boat with girls with bikinis all around, right? Like, who knows? But NHRA drag racing, though, you're making a bet on it, right? Like, you want to be involved. Give me some of the reasons why and what you see happening in the sport that makes you want to invest not only money but your time.
Yeah, it's actually a good question. I've always had a love for this sport, and you know, at the end of the day, it could be an expensive sport, and we all know that, but it's really, you know, you only live once, and you got to do what makes you happy. And, you know, to me, what I do in my everyday business is I fix and flip homes, and I enjoy doing this. But for me, racing is an outlet. So it's an outlet away from that business, and it's a totally different lifestyle, but it's one that I love and one that I've loved since I'm young. And I think the part about NHRA that I like the most, to be honest with you, is it's a family. And, you know, that's something that I think is very important to me, is that everyone cares for each other, and it's a bunch of teams working hard and working together, you know, to put their best foot forward and compete. So, you know, I love everything about NHRA, and, you know, I plan to continue racing for a long time.
Wow, that is great stuff. Now, where is your team based? You know, we know, like, DSR and everybody, the center of the sport is in Brownsburg. But there, you know, there are some teams that run in other locations. So where are you going to, you know, where's the shop, that kind of stuff?
So we're actually based in Pittsburgh, Indiana. We were originally based in California, and we still have a shop in California. But our main shop now is in Pittsburgh, Indiana.
Okay, Pittsburgh, Jeff Gordon. And others coming out of,
yes,
Pittsburgh.
Exactly.
There it is. Well, I love what I'm hearing for the good and the future of the sport. Number one. Number two, you're absolutely right about Chip. That guy is, not only is he helping out who needs the help, right? Like, who needs help? He's helping. He's out on the sport. He's involved, and he'll get dirty too. I've seen this guy, you know, cleaning valve covers. Do you need what kind of assignment is he going to have?
It's unbelievable. Chip is some guy, let me tell you. He helps out so many people, but like you said, he's going to get his hands dirty. It's pretty amazing. I need to make sure that Chip doesn't need to get his hands dirty. I'm going to try and tell him, listen, Chip, you got to just relax and enjoy yourself and just take in the experience. But he's a hands-on type of guy, So whatever he wants to help with, obviously he's going to help with. But he's an awesome guy, and I'm proud. To be honest with you, I'm proud to represent him and proud to represent Sharp Masters.
Very exciting. And making your first start at Charlotte, you know, the Z-Max Dragway, the Bellagio, in the countdown, how did that come about?
So at the beginning of the year, we decided that we wanted to run some races at the back end of this year. And, you know, we were debating back and forth whether or not we should run more than four events, or we should run less, four or less, to maintain Rookie of the Year status for next year. So we thought, okay, Charlotte is a place where we can start and we can finish at Vegas at Pomona. I'm very comfortable at Charlotte. I've made a lot of laps there before. And, you know, we'll just run these three as a means for maintaining the Rookie of the Year status for next year.
Very important. Very, very good strategy also. I think that award is significant. And, you know, we also need people to be eligible to compete for it. And so both of those things are good in your case. Justin, thank you very much for coming on WFO Radio, giving us a little insight into your team as you get ready for your first attempt at qualifying for a Mellow Yellow Series event, right in the middle of the playoffs, right in the middle of everybody being at their best. And you could, who knows what's possible. You got to get qualified first. There are more than 16 cars, as I have counted them. And so you're going to have to get qualified first and then, you know, get after it on race day. Who knows what's possible, but we're wishing you good luck, not just this weekend, but in your career. And thanks for coming on WFO to share it with us.
Sure. Thank you so much. And thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Justin Ashley with us here on WFO Radio NHRA Nitro. How great is that kid? And I was impressed the first time I heard him when we had him on WFO after he had a win down in Gainesville. First race, great success. Obviously, his dad has you know, trained him up from a young age to be a deep thinker in terms of driving. And he is doing a good job out there. And we'll see what he does in the big show ranks, right? He's going to have Aaron Brooks, smart guy. And it's going to be very interesting to see. What we need is for Justin Ashley to get a full-time sponsorship, and Jordan Vandegrift to get a full-time sponsorship, and, you know, maybe a Megan Meyer to get a full-time sponsorship and be out there in the Nitro ranks and add a couple of cars and have about 22 cars per race competing for the 16 spots, and NHRA Mellow Yellow Drag Racing will blow up. But the thing about these young people, and I hate to say it that way because it reveals that I am not, is hopefully they are social media active. And we know that it's not every single thing, but it's a big part of the formula. And it's funny, now that we are separating these interviews, we're seeing who's got the great social following and who doesn't. We're seeing it. Like I was telling Alan Reinhart, we're seeing the real deal. Who's got the following and who doesn't. And to me, you've got to be doing whatever you could be doing. And there's just an inherent understanding. A lot of the you know, people from other generations are like, oh, I don't have time to do that. It's like, yeah, but there will come a time where you wish you had. So we'll see what Justin does out there this weekend, and I wish him great luck and great success. And big thanks to our sponsors, who also I wish great success, like samtech.edu, rodaxcoffeeandgrills.com, Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School, MagicDryUS.com, and Total Seal Piston Rings, the leader in ring seal technology. Here's the deal, everybody. More WFO coming your way. Eddie Granaccia is going to be, he's the crew chief for the Total Seal Pro Stock team. But really, he came up as a good friend with Captain Chaos. And he's got a great story, and you're going to want to hear it. And you're going to learn a lot about Pro Stock and where we are in terms of Pro Stock. How it's different, how it's better, how it's worse. All of those things will be discussed with Eddie later, you know, in this feed. And so you're going to want to click subscribe, Spotify, Apple Podcast, SoundCloud, the WFO Radio mobile app. We give you probably way too many choices for how and where to subscribe. Certainly all our social media, the WFO Radio Facebook page and Twitter account at WFO Radio. We're retweeting some stuff and obviously putting out our own stuff. It's a lot of fun. You can follow me at WFO Joe, and I will be out there doing my Mellow Yellow walking tours, the Mellow Yellow walking tours that NHRA has assigned me to do. They're not mine. I do not own them. I am assigned by NHRA to do them, and I love that, connecting with the fans. To me, it is one of the best parts about the job, is connecting with people who are also passionate about the sport. And we're going to do one on Friday and one on Saturday, and it's going to be a great time. We're going to be at the playoffs. Encourage you and your friends to get out there. Now, if you're in Oregon, it's probably not going to work out. It's probably too late for you guys. But don't worry, we're coming west. Vegas, baby. Oh, yeah. Dallas. We got the big Rodak's Coffee and Grills.com meetup with Marvin Rodak down there at the Fan Fest. I might as well lay that on you right now. Here's the deal. Every year at the AAA Texas Fall Nationals, Billy Myers Texas Motorplex, we have a large contingent of WFO radio listeners, and we all make a point to hang out together. Now, a while ago, it was happening at Rodak's Coffee and Grills.com mothership, where the roasting goes on. And Marvin would have grilling, and it was very fun and exciting. But we also wanted to take in the Fan Fest. And the Fan Fest is kind of a fun thing in downtown Ennis on Thursday. And so what we did last year for the very first time is we just did our event within an event. And everybody hung out down there at the Fan Fest and walked around and got the autographs and saw the cars and listened to the music, and it was a good time. And that's what we're going to be doing again. So if you're a WFO radio listener, wear your WFO radio gear if you want, or you can save it to Saturday. That's your prerogative. Out to the Fan Fest. And we'll be out there. We'll be hanging out. It will be a good time. And then we're going to hit the races. There is a Hardcore Thursday out there, you know. And I will be out there for that. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's going to be a lot of fun. Then, Vegas. Come on, it's Vegas. You know I'm going to be at the Peppermill at 6 in the morning a couple of those days. Just reading my newspaper and drinking my coffee. Enjoying my life at the Peppermill. Ah, it's one of my favorite things in the world, right? Just being there when no one's there in a place that I love as great as the Peppermill and having their fantastic breakfast experience. But they are not a sponsor. But that's what you get when you put out a good product, people. Simple as that. And then Pomona, the Auto Club Finals, which is its own thing. NHRA drag racing fans around the world, you can show up to one of these events. I recommend you do. It's going to be great. All right, everybody, stick around. More WFO to come.
WFO! The views and opinions of the hosts, guests, or callers do not necessarily reflect that of the station ownership, advertisers, or agencies.
I love WFO radio.
Oh, yeah.
Attention, adrenaline junkies. Frank Hawley's Dragster Adventure is calling you. Rides available for the 2020 season. Go to frankhawley.com. They're coming to a track near you. It makes a great gift, and you know the holidays are coming, whether it be licensing for Super Comp, Super Gas, all the way up to Top Alcohol. They can do it. But if you're a drag racing fan, and you've always imagined what it might be like to drive a dragster to accelerate 0 to 60 in 3 seconds and run 10s in the quarter mile, give them a call. 866-480-7223, frankhawley.com, the Dragster Adventure, and tell them you heard it on WFO. Hey, engine builders, Total Seal Piston Rings are the leader in ring seal technology, and they go out of their way to help their customers and will make custom sets for any specific piston you might have. Customer service, top notch. Made in America? Absolutely. They're located in Phoenix, Arizona, and they've got everything it takes to develop the world's best piston rings. Give them a call at 800-874-2753 or go to totalseal.com. You're working in the shop, you've got spills, you've spilled oil, it's everywhere. What are you going to do? I know what you're going to do, but that's not the best way to do it. The best way to do it is to go to MagicDryUS.com and order the official organic absorbent of the National Hot Rod Association, Magic Dry. It's lighter, it absorbs more, it's better for the environment. It's made out of coconut. It's made in America. MagicDryUS.com. They've got spill kits that include everything you need for a regular, normal household spill, all the way up to a large industrial spill. We always say, if you've got a cat, get CatSpot. If you've got a shop, if you've got a factory, if you've got a spill, call Magic Dry. That's MagicDryUS.com.
WFO Radio is brought to you in part by Extreme Velocity 3 Drag Racing. Download for your mobile device. Win your way on the show. WFO.
This is WFO Radio.